For 91.3 WUKY News, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on medicine. It's outdoor season once again in Kentucky. The weather is turning warmer, and if you're like me, you love exploring this Eden of our home commonwealth. But one thing that always gives me a little bit of pause, and maybe you too, are some of the critters that we encounter along the way. I'm talking about ticks. My guest today is Dr. Lee Townsend, faculty member in the College of Agriculture, who has made a lifelong study of these particular parasites, and I recently had a chance to visit with him about them.
Really, being armed with some knowledge and some good preventive steps is the way to enjoy the outdoors and minimize your risk of ticks. We've got three kinds of ticks in Kentucky, three species that humans run into and pets pick up. And so if you're aware of them, you can do some things to protect yourself. And the tick picture in Kentucky has changed. The Lone Star tick in particular has been one that's spread across Kentucky over the last 30 years and is probably our number one nuisance tick. We also have the American dog tick, and most recently the black-legged tick has begun to show up in Kentucky. And so I think we're more aware of ticks. We're certainly more concerned about tick-borne diseases. Most people are familiar with Lyme disease and concerned about the risks. And while there are risks to tick-borne diseases in Kentucky, the proportion that carry pathogens is very low. And if we use repellents and check ourselves regularly and just be aware while we're outdoors, we can enjoy things and not increase our risk of problems.
I know one of the things you and I chatted about moments ago offline was if you do fairly regular tick checks, let's say we go out hiking with a friend and then we just look over ourselves afterwards, look over our buddy, make sure there's no ticks. And even if there are ticks, it usually takes them a while to really dig in and become a problem.
Ticks, when we pick them up, usually wander on us for a while to find a good spot to become attached. And so if you look frequently, you can find ticks before they settle in. Once they do begin to feed, it still takes some time for them to become attached and ultimately secrete a cement that holds them in place. Most of the studies show that even if a tick is carrying a pathogen, if you remove it within just a few hours of it beginning to feed, it interrupts the transfer of a disease. So if you check regularly, frequently the nape of the neck, under the arms, where clothing is tight to the body, tend to be places where they settle. And so looking at those and then helping your partner check for ticks are good ways to deal with them.
I'm speaking today with Dr. Lee Townsend, faculty member in the College of Agriculture of the University of Kentucky, about those summertime pests, ticks.
And once you do find a tick, I've seen a lot of information over the years. It's generally advised to gently pull the tick out using either a special tool or tweezers, but to make sure you don't leave parts of the tick in you.
The real thing is to grab the tick as close to the skin as you can. And as you say, use a gentle, steady pull to get the tick released. They not only have mouth parts that are barbed backwards, so they dig into the skin well, but they secrete this cement that keeps them attached as well. And so it takes some time to loosen that. You would rather not leave mouth parts in the skin, and that can happen if you jerk the tick too quickly and tear the mouth parts off. The other thing is there are some folk ideas of using harsh tactics to loosen up ticks, and really hot matches or needles or things like that aggravate the ticks and can tend them to produce more saliva, which increases the chances of transferring a pathogen. So using the standard steady pull is the best way to do it. Then wash the skin off with some soap and water to cut down on the chances of infection.
And I know we weren't intending to talk big ecosystems or philosophy today, but I guess one question I always have when I'm pulling a tick off of me is, why are there ticks? Are they part of a grander system? Do they feed animals up the food chain, or do they take care of things below them?
That's a deep philosophical question. I'm not sure we could really justify having ticks if we had to do that. They're part of the ecosystem, though, and are external parasites. And the fact that they feed on not only different hosts during their life cycle, but different species of hosts, means that they can transfer organisms from one to the other. And I think our tick populations have increased across Kentucky for a number of reasons, but not only are we seeing ticks that we didn't used to see in the past, but we're seeing larger numbers of them. And one of the things that really impacts them is the harshness or severity of the winter. Ticks are spending the winter down on the soil under leaf litter and loose soil. And so if we have a good cold freezing winter without much snow cover to insulate the area, the mortality is fairly high. When you come off a winter like we've had, a good number of ticks, a higher proportion than normal, typically survive. And so we see larger numbers of them, and we see them earlier in the season than we typically do.
Is there anything I've not asked you that you would want our listeners to know about ticks?
I think the thing we talked about earlier was just the idea of not letting them ruin your chances to be outdoors, to hike and to do the kinds of things that are healthy and get us moving around. And so being aware of ticks, you can use repellents, you can dress appropriately with light-colored clothing that allows you to see ticks. Those kinds of things can let you enjoy nature and reduce your potential for the itchiness that comes from tick bites.
My thanks today to Dr. Lee Townsend, faculty member in the UK College of Agriculture, for talking with me about those summertime pests, ticks. And as always, for more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky. He volunteers his time to bring important medical news to the community. You can hear more of his programs at wuky.org.